your heart beats faster and faster.
I haven't had any experiences with UFOs, but paranormal life seems to be all around me. Of course, I grew up on the Lower East Side of New York. David Duchovny, everybody, this is your Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Oh, yeah. Paranormal broadcasting? For we're absolutely no charge whatsoever. We will find all the spirits in your liquor cabinet.
Guaranteed. Hey, gang, we are live in studio, and we'll be in the G&D chat room all night long.
And you can log into that chat room by going to our website at www.ghostanddemon.com.
Look, this is the June 14th broadcast of this little show.
The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is independently produced by Nathan Schoonover and John Burris, and it's broadcast live on Omnisound, KarmaCast, Absurd Radio, and Planet Paranormal Radio, and is recorded for Planet Paranormal, Black Vault Radio, and the Para-X Radio Networks.
And, of course, this is your Ghostman, Sean B.
And that would make me his Demon Hunter, a.k.a. the Nathan Schoonover. Wait, no.
I guess I gotta give out the date again. I messed it. This is the Sunday, June 14th broadcast, the Ghostman Demon Hunter show.
Oh, and that's where I would normally announce that. So that wasn't your fault this time. It was mine.
I think I'd have it by now.
But that's okay. It was my fault.
Well, there you go.
But now you can tell people.
We need counseling.
I know. Couples counseling for radio talk show hosts. But you can tell people who's going to be on the show tonight, Sean.
Absolutely, guys. This is going to go right into the introduction since I messed that up. Tonight's guest, we head back to Haunted Tombstone, Arizona with Josh Hawley, founder of Tombstone Ghost Hunters and also the Haunted History Tours of Tombstones. We go back to the desert and look for ghosts tonight on the G&D show.
I like that, Sean. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't your fault this week. It was my fault. And, we're just going to go. We're going to rack on. It's all going to be good. Everyone who's listening is loving it. They love to hear us mess up because that's live radio. You know what else it is, Sean?
What?
It's beyond the normal broadcast, and it starts right now.
Now! You heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I can use a beer. Don't need you and I don't need this. I want to make this perfectly clear.
And now, the original Bad Boys of Paranormal, and your host for tonight's show, Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
Yes, thank you, Bob.
I like that new intro. Yeah, heathens and hooligans. That pretty much covers our listeners around the world. You know
if
I mean?
Not, it definitely covers the hosts.
That's true. But I think we got a lot of heathens and hooligans. That's why we've had such great success with the Ghost and Demon Hunter show.
Well, I'll tell you, people have already asked us about the new song, Sean.
They have. I didn't get that email. I never checked the G&D show emails, so.
Well, that's okay. I always forward the ones that, that I'm not going to talk to you about on the show, but people wanted to know where it came from. And last week I said it's from Soul Dog, and it was my buddy Rev, and he told me who else wrote it, and I'll have to give it the other name of the other author of that song next week because I don't see it here now. But you can check it out on guitarviking.com. And
check it out.
The Reverend has a link on our friends and events. So
I got my Vikings helmet on right now. Remember the one we used at Mid-South last year? I'm wearing that tonight in honor of this show.
That was the event I came dressed as the Booth Brothers, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had your black leather jacket on and your cowboy hat, and you had on dirty pair of blue jeans. That's all I remember.
These are my movie making jeans.
Filthy blue jeans, Governor.
I suppose I suppose that look works for some guys. If I wore dirty blue jeans, people would just say, Nathan, go change.
Well, sometimes I do. I wear them just to fit in.
Yes, but yours are dirty on the inside, Sean, and that's right. The bad part.
Well, you know, I do wash my clothes while standing in them, but they still work. Scientific evidence has shown in recent years that a study they've done that you can wash your clothes while they're on you. It does work. So that's what I do. But what a crazy night, man. Crazy night. I've been listening to, you know, when I can catch them every week, me and Demon Hunter, we listen to some of these different shows out there, guys. You got, of course, Timmy's show, Encounters Radio. Great, great voice by the great Tim Yancey. Then you got...
When you hear him talk.
Yeah.
Because we know Tim. Yeah. So when you see him up on stage, you almost don't put the voice with the face. Because on radio, he's got the perfect radio voice.
Right.
And you don't picture Timmy when you hear that voice.
Plus, if you guys ever check out Tim Yancey online, you can find a lot of movies he did back in college. He needed the money, so he had to do these movies. His voice doesn't match, but you guys get it. You guys get it. You know, you got to do what you got to do, man. I'm kidding. Timmy, I don't know. He might have did it. I doubt it.
Well, you know, I almost want to comment you out on that, Sean, but I'm going to let that one slide because I know Timmy won't sue us.
Yeah, he's the only one that won't sue us. The rest of them will out there. But it's been a great night in paranormal broadcasting. I've listened to what everybody's had to say, and all I have to say in response is, God, it's Sunday night again. Here we are in the studios. It's been another tough week, everybody, but we are here. This is, of course, the Ghostman side of the studios, and Demon Hunter, my buddy, my friend, is sitting in the Demon Hunter side of the studios, and we've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I don't know. We might be interrupted tonight, guys, by the nuclear war that might be coming from North Korea.
Well,
Demon Hunter, did you hear about that?
I don't think that's going to happen, Sean, because it's not 2012 yet.
That's true. The Mayan calendar, everything ends, right?
Yeah. So, no, I'm not too worried. You know what? If it happens, what are you going to do? It's one of those crazy things. And
if Chimichanga, the leader over there at the in North Korea, wants to blow me up, then I say, que sera, sera, whatever.
Well, he may want to now that you're calling him Chimichanga. Sean.
Well, I hope so. No. I forget his name. Was it
wait.
Wong Lao?
Because I don't want to get blown up. Let's do this really fast.
Yeah. Look it up. Of course, the movie that the guys that made South Park, the movie they came out with the puppets about North Korea and stuff, that couldn't offend them. But what we say here might, you know, that could happen. You
the
know?
Comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
Okay, I was not worried about North Korea, but when you threaten the guys from South Park, you know, they win all their lawsuits. So I just have to be careful there.
And that's why we'll win all ours, because we go all out, man.
But you know, Sean, it's funny. First, I want to send our thanks out to our international listeners of the week. That would be the folks in, well, it's not directly in, but it's right near Montreal, Quebec, up in Canada.
Yeah.
They topped out the scales this week with the most downloads. So thank you to the folks in Montreal.
A lot of fat people over there then, huh?
Oh, wait. Oh my.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghostman and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
It's been a while since I've needed to do that twice in one night.
Fat people need love too, guys. It's not just the skinnies that make the world go around. You know what I'm saying?
No,
even the fat people actually add to the gravitational pull. They help the world go around. So.
Oh, you know what? One of our friends in the chat room wanted to know if the Encounters Paranormal Radio was ending. No, Encounters has decided to stay on the air.
Going strong, baby.
So they are still on there. Sunday nights, 9 o'clock Eastern. You can check out Tim Yancey, his lovely wife, Trish, and
lovely.
Our buddy Jason Gowan calls into the show, too. So
yeah, he does what he feels like it, you know, when he's not doing a big interview or something like that. He calls into our little show. But I'm kind of disappointed, Demon Hunter, in ourselves and our listeners around the world. I found out this week on weeklyworldnews.com that the world's fattest cat, Fatty, is getting even fattier, as I would say. He's getting more obese, and he's suffering real bad. Last week, of course, me and Demon Hunter asked, do you send out your prayers and do your chants to make the fat cat pull out of this? It doesn't look like he's doing too good. I think the Pope's upset. I don't think he's going to make it, guys.
You know, Sean, it's sad, and, the Pope, You know, I'm sure he has his reasons for wanting the world to pray for a cat when there's a nuclear war about to start.
But, we got fat cats, guys, nuclear wars, and cockroaches. You know, if the nuclear war hits, the only thing that'll survive is cockroaches and the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show. So
yes, I'm pretty sure potato you guys bugs will be downloading the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show after the the war. But
they'll keep us around as slaves, as slaves. But hey, I got an announcement to make. Some good friends here that are local Demon Hunter. We don't do this a lot, I know. But we have a local ghost hunting group here in beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana. It's called the Indiana Ghost Trackers. One of my good friends called me tonight. They said they have a movie and ghost hunt night planned for next week, June 26th and 27th. They're doing the movie, of course, Haunting in Connecticut, followed by an all-night real-life ghost hunt. So you guys want to check that out. You want to email... Hold on 1 second. I'm sure I wrote this down. See, this is the problem. I never know where I write my stuff down at, Demon Hunter. I put it everywhere.
And it makes for such great radio, Sean.
Right, they're having it at a theater in Danville, Indiana, guys. If you are local, you can email igtindianapolis@yahoo.com. That's igtindianapolis@yahoo.com. Tell them the Ghostman and Demon Hunter sent you. And like I said, they're doing a screening of The Haunting in Connecticut followed by a real-life ghost hunt. And I'm pretty sure that theater out there is haunted. So there's for some good friends from the Indiana Ghost Trackers. Guys, check that out. It's sure to be a hoot, just like our show. So,
well, let's also send a thank you out there to our friends in the chat room, Sean, that people start logging in earlier. They log in too late in the show. We don't get their names out there. But in there right now, we've got Superman, 3356. We've got Ghost Chaser, Jerry, Missy, and Jasper. So... we want to send our thanks out to those guys. And Sean, before you read your news, I wanted I was about to say nip because I was about to say tip.
Nip.
Tip of the week.
You can't say nip on the air. You better.
Thank you, Sean. Actually, I was talking about what I'm drinking, so I'm just taking a little nip here. Right. And
there you go. That's what I'm here
there,
for.
Now we're covered. But that's good. let me pick up my. I'm smoking a Vibe cigar tonight, Sean.
Hold on a second. Now, where did you get that Vibe cigar?
I got that Vibe cigar down at Butthead's Tobacco Emporium in Danbury, Connecticut.
Butthead's.
Butthead's. And I got
now, you know what, guys? We do that every week. You might think we get money from them, guys. We don't get a cent.
I don't even get a
Demon
cigar from
free
them.
Free cigars. You know?
But you went in there with me. They have, like, the greatest selection of cigars. So it is a great place to go. And I'm smoking my Vibe cigar. But I wanted to talk about another little tip we got from Terry. I believe it was Terry that sent us our tip last week.
Is Terry a cross-dresser? I think I've seen him before.
No, I don't think so. And I'm almost ready to hit the click there for you. But
no, I was just wondering. If it's not the cat, he doesn't have anything to worry about. You know, cross-dressing's cool. I mean, I do it every once in a while.
Oh, Sean, you're really...
Nothing else is clean. I wear other people's clothes. I mean, sometimes they're female persuasion. I just...
What scares me is when he shows up to work in the high heels. But our discussion this week is about IR temperature gauges.
Ooh, infrared for the people that don't know those big terms. IR.
Infrared temperature gauges. And we've all seen them. Remember the first season of that ghost hunting show on Sci-Fi?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Everybody was carrying around a IR gauge, and I remember actually sitting and listening to the people who were who host it. Let's call them Gary and Chance.
Ghost hosts. Yeah.
The ghost hosts, and they were saying how they had to carry these things around because their producers always wanted something in their hands.
Right
now.
I'm sorry.
Wait, let me get the button ready.
I'm not going to say it. You freaked
but,
out last
you know, time. When you're dealing with IR thermometers, I personally, when I use them, I do have IR thermometers in my kit. My buddy Brian from New Jersey Ghost Hunters gave me a new one last year. I use them specifically for two things. One, if somebody tells me I have a cold spot on my arm, my arm feels cold.
Okay.
I will use the IR thermometer to see if that say they say it's their left arm. I'll check to see if their left arm is cooler than their right arm.
Right.
Also, if I personally see something move through a wall or something like that, I will use the IR thermometer to check if that wall part of the wall is a different temperature than another part.
Now, but, see, you use that for all these reasons, and that's good. But a lot of ghost hunters, what they don't know out there, that a friend showed me a couple years back, is that when you have bodily functions, when you release air,
right,
fart, I would be the correct term. When you guys do that, it can actually measure the fart.
Yes,
you
it
know
can.
What I'm saying? It
yes,
does.
It can.
It does. It picks up that on the infrared.
But only
out, so.
If you're going to do that onto a surface.
Yeah.
Because it does not. It does not give you the temperature of air. It only gives you the temperature of the surface of something. If you put right. a block of dry ice in the middle of a room and shine mm-hmm. the IR thermometer across the room at the wall, it'll give you the temperature of the wall and not the cold air in between there. So it's you know, it does not give you an air temperature. Not to mention, and here's our tip from Terry, the fact that inexpensive IR thermometer gauges are sensitive to radio transmissions. In fact, some of them are built by the same companies that make radio transmitted hobby vehicles.
Yeah.
And the thermometers themselves say that they are sensitive to that. Also, they only give you the radiated heat from a surface. Therefore, different surfaces register at different temperatures, so you can be running along a wall, and if you get hit something that's made out of something different, you're going to get a different temperature feedback.
Now, I know I used to bring that with me on a lot of dates.
Yes,
you know,
well,
first dates, you'd go out, you could measure if the chick's cold as ice. You know what I mean? You could check her out. Right.
Funny how many times Sean's rating came out that way. But,
a lot of time.
You know, there's a lot of things you deal with in that case, such as black body radiation. Stuff like this. But Terry was also kind enough to give us some links to where these things are discussed, and I posted them in the forums. So if you have any interest in going to our forums, I hope you do, because as some of you may know, we have a lot of stuff coming up, and if you join the forums, we can send you email telling you where you can find us and stuff like that. But you will find this particular one under Paranormal Theories and Questions in the G&D forum that you can find
queries.
On our website.
Queries!
Yes, Paranormal Theories and Questions.
Right,
so,
right.
I posted the links and the information there, so go ahead, check it out there. Also, again, join our forum, because coming up soon, I think next week is our last show, isn't it, Sean?
Is it our last show?
For a while, yeah, because the week after that, I have Chrissy P's graduation, and after that, Sean and I and Jason Gowan will be out on the road.
That's right, guys. We'll be on the road making something oh so sweet for you, hopefully. Hopefully, you guys will like looking at, you know, my derriere on the... on the TV screen. I hope that makes everybody happy, because that's what you're going to get, baby. You know, they're kind of being quiet in the chat room right now. I think they're plotting on us.
I think they are.
I'm not hearing nothing.
But you know what? Join the G&D forum. Check it out. Give us your questions, your ideas. You'll also that way be on the mailing list, so we'll be able to tell you when we'll be back, because after next week, we will be off the air for over a month.
Maybe, guys, maybe.
Most likely. If everything goes smoothly, that's the way it'll be. But we will be able to email you directly if you're on the mailing list by joining the forum and tell you when we will be coming back on the air. So are not going to be gone. Do not think because we are going to film something for TV that we are leaving you entirely. The G&D show will be back.
We'll be back.
And also don't forget that you should start looking over at Planet Paranormal for the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show, because in less than a month, we will be transferring all our archives there permanently. So
it's kind of like the TV show. Our TV, it went to digital on Friday.
That's right, it did. I haven't noticed a difference, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, only if you have the rabbit ears like my dad still has, does it affect you. So he's still got the floor model TV, though, you know what I mean? The one we used to sit around back in the 70s and watch Land of the Lost and stuff on Saturday morning cartoons. Remember
with,
that? Yeah?
With the black and white oval screen.
I had it worse
as a kid, Sean. We actually had two TVs. The bottom TV was for the picture, and the top TV was for the sound.
Right.
So, because our bottom TV didn't get sound and our top TV didn't get pictures, so we have to put them together.
Terrible.
They turn them both to the same channels.
We should start a Save the Nathan Fund right now and start sending money in. I'm pretty sure we could get people to bring in at least $10 you could raise for you, man.
Yeah, new TV. I could buy a DVD if it was on the cheap rack.
You could. Well, I guess we ought to go right into the paranormal news this week.
Let's do that, Sean.
Let's do it. Of course, last week we forgot to mention, or I forgot to mention, of course, very sad, the passing of the great David Carradine, of course, the star of Kung Fu and Kill Bill and many others, passed away a couple weeks back. And we didn't get a chance to mention that, guys. But as we always do here at the Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show, we go into the unknown. We look for these stories that you don't really hear everywhere else, and we try to bring these up for you guys. And I wanted to add, a lot of these stories that you hear on the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show are from ParanormalAbout.com. A lot, not all of them, but some of them come from there. So if you guys want to check it out yourself, ParanormalAbout.com. Check it out yourself. But was actor Carradine murdered for investigating secret societies? Guys, this gets weird, so hang on to your hats. During a segment that aired on The Larry King Show, CNN correspondent Jerry Pincola says the death of David Carradine was abnormal. The death was not natural. And the evidence shows that there was ropes tied around David's neck and, of course, around his genitalia, and that they were tied together. And there is a report, several reports actually, that there were ropes tied around his wrist. It can't be suicide necessarily, but what I find puzzling is that they're saying that there's no evidence that there was any other person or persons in the room. Well, you can't tie your own wrist together and then have what happened happen. So it's mysterious, and it just keeps getting deeper. Here we go, guys. We're jumping in. Larry King turns to Mark Gargosa, attorney for the actor's brother, Keith Carradine. Did he seem like he was depressed, was the question. Not at all, responds Gregus. He was very excited. This was apparently a short movie stint over there. He was looking forward to getting back here. He just got a car. He's a car nut. He had just been being a fellow car nut. I can't tell you, you don't go out and buy a car right before you're going to off yourself, generally. He was excited about coming back and had talked to his wife the night before. Later in the segment, Pincola says a filmmaker and director named Damian Chapa, who worked with Carradine, says he believes that there was foul play in Carradine's death. And he said that no one else knows this but his family. Carradine's family and friends and people closest to him knew that David was very interested in investigating and disclosing secret societies. Of course, there was emphasis added on that. So whatever that means, it means you can end up dead, they say. Carradine's family has asked since then that the FBI investigate if the actor died from autoerotic asphyxiation. There you go, guys. You should be drinking right now. I mispronounced that. That's the GD show drinking game. That's one drink, guys.
I'm taking mine murder. Right now.
See, so they wanted to know if the investigate if the actor died from autoerotic asphyxiation or murder. So that's one drink down, guys. That's a story right there. Carradine, David Carradine, of course. Very tragic, guys. I'm not making light of that. But it does go deeper. They say that he was investigating secret societies for quite some time. And one thing the papers didn't add is that his wrists were tied together. Very hard to do.
Now, Sean, I've been studying secret societies. You know,
drink another one.
You made too many mistakes tonight. I've been taking too many drinks. I've been studying secret societies for years now. And actually gotten to go in and work with people on them. And, you know, they've never come after me. Of course, I wasn't a TV star. Maybe I should start worrying if we have our own TV show.
Maybe you should. Maybe we're all going to be off. The Ghost Man Demon Hunter Show, a tragic event. And, of course, I'm sure Demon Hunter will end up somewhere in a weird, awkward position.
That's just what you're dreaming about, Sean.
That's true. But you know what, guys? We got another one straight off the presses. Where did this come from? Oh, the Shropshire Star. The Shropshire Star. Say that 100 times. I guess they should go ahead and drink because of that too, guys. Shropshire Star. I messed that up twice, so that's two drinks. But anyway, let's jump right in. Are the dead using Facebook, guys? Demon Hunter, are you ready? Everybody else is. Is the dead using it? That's the question. More than 100 people have signed up to be friends with Wim's famous ghost on the social networking site Facebook. Jane Churm, C-H-U-R-M, that's Jane Churm, has been dead for more than 300 years, but that hasn't stopped her boasting more than 130 friends on the site. Her entourage has swelled since the Shropshire Star ran a story last week about her on Facebook profile. She died at age 14 in 1677 after causing a fire that destroyed. I messed it up. She died at age 14 in 1677 after causing a fire that destroyed the town with a candle. Guys, Jane has posted a message on the Wem Carnival Appreciation Society group page on Facebook telling people about this year's event on September 5th and informing them that she will manifest again to catch the night's procession. Recent status updates on the profile include Jane is haunting the town hall. Her interests are listed as meeting new people, and her favorite television shows are Most Haunted, Arthur C. Clarke's World of the Strange, Rent a Ghost, and Sapphire and Steel. A famous photograph taken in 1995 as the town hall burned to the ground appears to show a young girl standing in the flames, yet the photographer was adamant that there was nobody in the shot at the time. Some people believe it to be the ghost of Jane Churm. Once again, that's Jane Churm, guys. C-H-U-R-M. I've actually Facebooked her this week. I added her as a friend on my Facebook, and she has responded. I told Jane tonight that she would be talked about on the Ghostman Demon Hunter show. She did email me back, Demon Hunter. She was very excited. She was thrilled to be on the show. First dead chick I've actually talked to via the Facebook. And she was very excited about new people coming from the show and adding her on Facebook. That's Jane Churm, C-H-U-R-M. And you guys can check more out about that, of course, on Facebook. So go right away and check it out. Check it out. The dead are talking, Demon Hunter. They're using Facebook right now.
I guess so. You know what? I haven't been on my Facebook for more than a couple minutes in the last week, so I'm going to have to get back on there.
See, I think this is a cool idea, guys. Maybe we're looking at this ghost hunting thing all wrong. Instead of us going out looking for them, we just need to hook up with her on Facebook or any ghost and find out where they'll be, and then we could just, like, schedule an appointment to go take their pictures, EVP, whatever, you know?
Sounds good to me.
See, I know a lot of humans that aren't Facebook yet. They're not even on Facebook yet, so... You know, at least the dead are, they're snapping up, man. They're on top of the world right there. But you guys need to check that out. That is awesome. That is very awesome. And even though I got a lot of stories, I wanted to read this one, Demon Hunter, but you said we got 2 minutes here that we can talk about. I'm going to go ahead and jump into this because we are doing the drinking game, the G&D show drinking game tonight, guys. And we're doing this. I'm doing this story because I'm going to mess up on it. So get those drinks ready. Woman in exorcism acted like lion. Demon Hunter, I think I spoke a little about this before on the show, but I didn't go into detail about it. But it says one Juan Yumata, that's terrible. That's terrible pronunciation, guys. That's a bad one. Take a drink. In Juan Yumata, New Zealand, woman killed during a botched exorcism has been acting like a lion and speaking in puzzles after being possessed by spirits from a stolen statue. The High Court at Wellington has been told the Crown has finished presenting its 5-week-long case against the family of Janet Moses. For the 22-year-old woman's October 2007 death, 9 people, including 5 aunts and uncles, were charged with manslaughter after water poured onto her face to lift a curse got into her lungs. The accused stated she was fighting with her grandmother, acting like a lion and trying to claw her. She described the lion as an ugly statue about 60 centimeters high and very, very old. 2 family members stole it from outside a great town pub after a drinking session, which is what I think we got going on here tonight. After bringing the statue home, the family's children began getting sick and were unsettled, she said. Following advice from tribal elders in, here you go guys, get ready, Poraria, there's another one I mispronounced, the family drove in the convoy to return the statue to the place it was stolen from. That night, family members reported Moses speaking in puzzles and having a restless night. Things were coming out of her mouth, saying the same things, money, the funeral, the hits. We couldn't get her to sleep, they say. She said Moses had spirits in her eyes that looked like jellyfish, guys. Spirits in her eyes that looked like jellyfish. Slimy little things, they stated. In the ceremony, which lasted several days, the family had poured liters of water into the woman's eyes to lift the makutu, which is, of course, witchcraft or sorcery, until she began convulsing. Someone then put a spoon into her mouth to stop her biting her tongue. Several of the Wanu present attempted CPR. You honestly had to be there to think this sort of thing could happen in this day and age. The 9 accused have pled not guilty and await results of the trial, everybody. So there you go. Another botched exorcism turns to the lawmakers to make a decision whether it's right or wrong. There you go. There you go. That's all I got. That's the story from the G&D Show Vault, guys. That's it.
I want to thank you for providing me with a very good new session tonight, Sean.
Yeah, Bear Wolf in the chat room says he's at 140 drinks now. Thanks, guys. I appreciate all your confidence behind my storytelling, my news reporting skills. That's what I'm here for.
This is why I call Sean just before the show and don't let him read the news beforehand so that I can get plenty of drinks in during the show.
There you go. If you guys think my ghost hunting reporting is bad now, you should hear it before I rehearse it.
Well, bad. Sean, I think we got to take a couple minutes here. We'll listen to a few breaks. I've got no news this week, so
no news.
So we'll listen to some info about friends in the area that you can check out, and then we'll be back with Josh Hawley of Tombstone Ghost Hunters.
Okay, guys, stay tuned. Keep those drinks fresh, and because everything I say that's weird tonight talking to Josh, make sure you take a drink. There you go.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghost Man and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
And on that
What are you going to do, man? I'm not politically correct. It's hard for me. You know what I mean? I need somebody to blot me out every once in a while. There you go. But anyway, let's go to break, and we'll be right back.
This is Doug.
And this is Scott L. from
Ghostly Talk. Reminding you to tune into Ghostly Talk on Sundays from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Heck yeah, Doug. Visit Ghostly Talk at www.ghostlytalk.com, one of the world's premier paranormal talk shows.
Totally, Scott. Download hundreds of free show archives, read the world's latest paranormal news, and be sure to visit our forums.
Pimping the grassroots paranormal community since 2002.
Dead air never sounded so good on Ghostly Talk.
Do you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. Get your weekly download to all things ghostly and paranormal, and then some. Test your knowledge of the paranormal with haunted trivia. Email your otherworldly experiences for parashare and listen in to the rants and useless banter of Laura and Brian. If they've got an opinion on the paranormal,
or even a great pub,
they'll talk about it. The Deadline can be easily downloaded from the njghs.net website. You can also listen to archive shows at podcastalley.com. Say, while at Podcast Alley, cast a vote for The Deadline, because everyone knows that at some point in life, you have to meet The Deadline.
Are you looking for your favorite paranormal podcast? Well, come and visit us at planetparanormal.com. We are your guide to the other side. Come and check out our hub to see all our latest podcasts from your favorite paranormal celebrities. And don't forget to check out our news feeds to see what's late great in the paranormal community, as well as events coming to a town near you. Come visit us on the web at www.planetparanormal.com. That's www.planetparanormal.com.
Welcome to the Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience. Take an 80-minute audio tour inside one of the most haunted locations in the United States. Available on iTunes and CDBaby.com. 100% of the proceeds go to StompOutCancer.com, a nonprofit charity that is working hard to help kids and young adults fight cancer. For more information, go to www.StompOutCancer.com.
This is Bishop James Long with the United States Old Catholic Church, and you're listening to the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Make sure you tune in every single week, because the bishop said so.
All you heathens and hooligans, come on and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Yes.
The bishop said so, that's why. The bishop!
Who said it?
The bishop!
Do it again, do it again. I talked over it.
The bishop!
See, and we don't have a fancy guy in some booth, guys, that does this. Nathan and I actually add the sounds to the show. We do it all. We do it all.
We're jacks of all vodka or whiskey or whatever.
Trades or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Trades. Thank you. Well, we're back after the Sean Burris drinking game.
Yeah, yeah.
And looks like
still an hour one and everybody's sloshy already.
Everybody's typing, you know, a little less accurately than they were at the start of the show. But we are back with our buddy, our pal, our friend from Tombstone Ghost Hunters, Josh Hawley. Josh, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you going?
I'm going okay.
How are you
doing?
Let me tell you something. I started your drinking game, but the problem is all I had was NyQuil.
That works too, Josh. That works.
Worked for Grandpa.
A little Kentucky moonshine in there. But we got you back on the show. Nathan was so excited, and I was so excited last time we had you on because, of course, Tombstone is has a very special place in our hearts. I've always wanted to go out there. I've watched Haunted History of Tombstone like a million times. I know you're not real big on all the stories they used in that, but we wanted to jump back in with you and get the real scoop about the haunts of Tombstone, Arizona, brother.
And one of the things we wanted to hit on right away, because we kind of lost track of it during the last show, was your book that came out.
Yeah, I totally slipped my mind until the last minute, and I go, oh, wait a minute, I just finished this, you know?
Great. Mm-hmm.
And that book would be called?
Tombstone's Most Haunted.
Tombstone's Most Haunted, and people can find it at spiritsoftombstone.com.
Yes, they can.
So, I mean, obviously, you've put a lot of effort into this book. There's some great stories. Can you give us some of the highlights that people are going to find in Tombstone's Most Haunted when they purchase it?
Well, I think they're going to be pretty surprised because, you know, I did a lot of research to kind of follow up on some claims, like who died where, why, how, and everything in between. And some of the places, you know, have great stories that go along with the hauntings of certain buildings. So kind of digging in to that, going through the old newspapers and the court documents and stuff like that, you really learn some really interesting things about, you know, the events that take in place there.
So it's a historical truth behind the hauntings of Tombstone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And that's what I was really striving to get towards.
Last time we talked to you, Josh, I asked you about the Lady in White that's so big in the Haunted History episode on the History Channel, the Lady in White that walks the streets of Tombstone, and you were saying there's no evidence of her, yeah?
Correct. I did some research on that, found there was never a woman hung in Tombstone, and then, you know, the guys that they talked to on the show, well, I knew those guys, and I asked them, I said, did you really see this Lady in White? And they said, I just made that up, so...
Wow.
And that hurts the whole industry. I mean, obviously you've gone through this historical end of it now and checked out the history. You were telling us my favorite epitaph is not even someone who's buried there on Boot Hill.
Right. I remember that.
You know, and
Lester Moore,
and I've always loved that epitaph, and to find out he's not even buried there.
You know, you think with Boot Hill especially, all the people that died. Now, it wasn't used for a really long time, maybe about 5-6 years. But when it started going to shambles and it started to decay throughout, because we didn't have tourism, wasn't a big thing back in like the 20s and teens and such, so everything was just falling apart. So were the graves, and they had to try to reconstruct a graveyard out of basically nothing and people who had memories. So, and I think a lot of it kind of comes out of tourism, too, because they want to, you know, I don't even know where the Lester Moore came from or why they decided to adopt it, but right. It's been there for a long time.
Well, you know, they could take that ground sonar that they have now if they wanted to and find out at least what bodies are buried there, and maybe
or
not
if there
who,
are
but...
bodies there. Yeah, it's, but, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, like, one of my favorite movies is the movie Tombstone. And when they're walking into town, they take a shot past Boot Hill, and there's the Lester Moore headstone in the movie. And you're
and
saying
of course,
that
Nathan, that movie was fake too. Kurt Russell had nothing to do with the OK Corral.
Liar.
Back in the day.
Everybody take a drink. Sean's wrong. But, you know, even that, you know, now you're saying Lester Moore wasn't even, his headstone wasn't there at the time, or he wasn't buried there. So that, to me, that hurts because I loved that movie.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll pretend he's there.
Okay. Now I feel better.
That's all I can do.
Yeah, so,
well, do you ever notice, like, in the movie Tombstone, Doc Holliday, during a gunfight at the OK Corral, he shoots three times off a double-barrel shotgun without reloading.
Yes, yes, well, I do remember that.
There's little things. Now, they did get some stuff right, and, like, the birdcage, I guess they took the plans of the original birdcage and reconstructed it for their movie, which is cool, but a lot of stuff they just kind of, they scanned over or kind of condensed. And
I just assumed that third shot was because Doc Holliday was so fast.
See, there you go.
He just reloaded without us seeing, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's good.
He was good. But you know what? What we're talking about, Josh, when we left you last time in the mystical place called Tombstone, you live right across, or was it your friend that lives right in the back? You don't live far from the streets of Tombstone.
I live right next to the streets, Boot Hill. I mean, it's all right here.
Now, how old's your house that you live in, brother? Is that one of the ones that was originally there?
No, actually, Melissa just looked into it, and my wife, and I guess it was built in the 50s, I think.
Okay.
And so, there's just, you know, it's just housing. It kind of pops up, it disappears. There's places you can find around here that have foundations, and you just kind of scratch your head and go, where did this come from, or what was here? And it changes so much, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right, right. Because, you know, a lot of the times back, well, when Tombstone was around, you had the main strip, and a lot of people, which is what I didn't know either, they lived in tents all around Tombstone. They didn't have money to stay in a hotel or buy their own home or get one built. They stayed in tents. Was that right, Josh?
Oh, yeah. They had a really hard life. So you're talking about a shed, literally, kind of like your grandpa's shed with the roof halfway caving in, the boards so thin, and the dirt floor.
See, I got bad memories about grandpa's shed, man. That's where I got beat with the stick off the tree. You know what I mean? I'm kidding.
I thought you were going to tell us some other bad story that happened out by the shed, Sean. So I'm glad
it
was.
Grandpa was cool. He never did that. But I let off firecrackers. Yeah. You always got a weird uncle in the bunch, man. Everybody does. You always got a weird uncle and mom says, stay away from him, you know?
But, you know, getting back to my love of the movie Tombstone, they make creepy a lot. There's a line in the movie where they talk about the anti-Chinese league.
Yes.
And I understand there were anti-Chinese leagues at the time. Do you have any, like, evidence of any Chinese ghosts of the area?
You know, that's a good question. There is two blocks here in Tombstone that was mainly the Chinese village known as Hoptown or Chinatown. And a couple of the places I've talked to owners that says they've had strange things, but it's not very frequent. So things like pictures coming off the wall and being set somewhere else, little things like that. But you would think that the Chinese here had such a hard time, and I mean they were discriminated against, they were hated, they were just everything, that they would have more of a presence because of their hard times, if you will, you know, and the violence they've had to go through.
Right. Now, I'm just wondering, Josh, what's a regular day for you, like on the weekends? I mean, I couldn't imagine sitting on your front porch, drinking some beer, looking at the strip in Tombstone area, especially this time of night. I mean, what's going on out there? You got ghost hunters everywhere? I mean, is the town closed down? You got tumbleweeds blowing through town? What's going on?
It matters what night it is. During the week, you got, I mean, you're talking about the tumbleweeds, you're just about right. But on the weekends, you have your amateur ghost hunters running around trying to get whatever they can get. You have groups coming in, trying to claw their way into the Birdcage Theater and places like that. It's just, you know, it's weird town. Definitely.
Now what's now, the... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just ask you. What's the law like down there now? I mean, are people going to have, you know, the sheriff coming up behind them if they try and scratch the way into the Birdcage or something?
Ain't no law around here, law dog.
They are really laid back. Actually, when I do my tours through town, one of them comes up and gives me a hard time just about every time whenever he has a chance just to, like, he always says get his quarters worth, and I poke fun at him, you know?
Yeah.
But they're good to the ghost hunters that come down there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had one group come into the OK Corral once, and I was there. And I didn't tell, because the police station is right behind the OK Corral. So these guys are walking through, doing their thing, and one of the cops sees their flashlight. So he yells, "Who's over there? Where's your ID?" And so they hand over their identifications and everything. So I go back, and I was like, "What's going on?" He goes, "Oh, what's, you know," and they explain the situation, and we talk a little bit, and they go, "You know, you need to come over to the police station because it's right underneath the old courthouse." And they say, "We hear footsteps above us all the time." So I jump over there. I have all my, you know, my equipment. I'm like, "Okay, let's check it out." So I went over there, kind of did a, you know, I'd say an hour long with like 10 cops standing around you doing EVPs and trying to get your K2 to go off. It doesn't really work too well, but.
Did now, how many hangings took place in Tombstone?
Okay, you got five men that were part of the Bisbee Massacre. They went to a store, they tried to rob it and get away with money, and they were caught, and they were hung by the gallows of the courthouse. And you also have, like, a lynching that happened right on the street, down the street from the courthouse. It was Mr. John Heath. And there were a few other lesser known, but they're mostly, like, out in the outskirts of town and stuff like that.
Okay, so, but do you ever have people ghost hunting those areas?
You know, not usually. That's a very interesting, you know, you're open, people have a misconception. They think that it has to be a building that's haunted. And there's so many people that see stuff and hear stuff out on the streets over by those specific areas. It's just amazing. And I'm telling people, you know, it doesn't always have to be in a building.
Right. Right. What I was talking about, Josh, is like you're answering a lot of these questions out there at night. But, I mean, does the living leave at a certain time and the dead really takes over? I mean, is there street lights out there and stuff like that? Or is it just the land time forgot at night? There's nothing out there. What's going on?
Well, have you ever been to, I don't know how to explain it really. You know those old lampposts that they have sitting there? Not the street light kind, but the old, kind of like the ones you have on your head. And they have that lamppost sitting right there. And they have those down the street. And if you're down here on a weekday, it's nice, it's quiet, it's just really serene almost, you know. You feel weirded out because you're in this, like, old town, there's nobody around you, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're just kind of standing there going, well, this is kind of, it's weird, you know?
Yeah. Now, do those, like the Birdcage Saloon and stuff like that, do they stay open every day, or is that by appointment only? What? How's that go?
Nah, they're always open. Every place is always open 7 days a week. There's always tourists around to take care of, so. It's just during the night is when you get that quiet time. And always, you know, not on the weekends. The bars are just hopping like crazy. So during
Josh, I'm your biggest fan because right now I'm thinking, right now, my kids, if they could grow up. Right there's an award-winning book right there. I grew up on the streets of Tombstone. You know, haunted Tombstone, Arizona. Could you imagine, like, when we were kids, I lived in the outskirts of downtown Indianapolis. I mean, we played with old tires and old cars and stuff like that. Could you imagine? You probably could, but I couldn't imagine growing up in an old West town like that with all that history. And you know how kids go around and get into all kinds of stuff anyway. I just can't imagine that.
Well, it's something else. I mean, yeah, I mean, what can I say? It's just one of those things. I guess when you get used to it, it's something different, but I've been in the city, too, and I much prefer the country, if you know what I mean.
Now, if I show up in Tombstone, I pull up in my car, how far away is it for me to get, like, hotel stay? How much are they going to charge me to get into, like, the Birdcage during the day or night?
Well, the Birdcage during the day, they have basically it's $10. You get to go through the museum. During the night, they do the special little ghost tour during the night, and it's all right. I mean, you sit in the dark for a little while, and that's basically all you do, and you're paying $20 for that. Wow. Then they have ghost hunters coming down so much, they start charging them, and I think they run like $250 to $300. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, my.
Right.
And
now, weren't you telling me before, Josh, that you were expecting? Not you, but your wife?
Yeah.
Were you telling me? Yeah, absolutely. How's that going? Is the baby due yet, or is it here, or what?
Not quite. They keep on changing the dates. We're just holding out. She's not in the best mood all the time. She's hurting sometimes, man. And she's not back here yet to hit me, so I guess I'm getting away with this.
I'm right with you. Mine's due on the 22nd, and her mood is terrible.
That would be why our last show for this season is the 21st.
I could do one live from the hospital in Indianapolis.
Can we do a video show, Sean, and you can show us all what's going on?
Yeah, you can see her pulling my hair out and screaming at me.
You did this to me. I'll put mine next to yours.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, man. But, man, it's so exciting. I want to get out there so bad, Josh. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit tonight about the ghost. Have you ever, and I probably asked you this before, but I forget, you have to excuse me. Have you encountered, during your ghost tours, a live specter or a ghost on the streets of Tombstone?
Well, I always tell people, I say, don't expect to see a ghost, but there are a couple of times. And there's this one building called the Tombstone Mercantile. And at first, when I was doing a tour one night, and I'm just going, okay, this place, and I started talking a little bit about it, and this lady was watching inside this building, and she jumps back, and she goes, I'm not going near that place again. And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, I saw a guy walk back there. He walked, like, past the doorway in the far back. And I said, no, you didn't. And she goes, yeah, I did. I said, really? And I was kind of thought about it. I was like, I can't really argue, even though I didn't see it, you know, and that happened over and over and over again. Now, I've been in there, and I've asked. I said, do you guys ever have anything weird happen? He goes, no, not really, no. And there's, like, a lot of stories just off of the tour about that one building that really kind of, it surprises me, because I did an investigation there a long time ago when it was called Shooter's Barbecue, and we came up with very little information on the place, as if it was haunted, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then the Birdcage, walked by there, and the speakers started blaring while the static was going through those speakers, kind of like, you know, white noise, just plowing through this PA system they have. And I had four people with me. The door's locked. You see this big bolty lock on the door. And I turn around, and I go, what in the world? And I look in trying to figure out what that noise was. And then I realized my friend was with me. He goes, it's the speakers. If you look up there. And I said, oh, yeah, they are. And then it stops. And then it goes on again. And all these, you know, I had like four people on a tour. And they're just kind of standing there going, well, how'd you do that? not me. Wow.
Yeah, not me. That's extra. That's bonus, baby.
You ain't kidding. I said, now you're getting what you came for. I can't.
Well, you know, we've heard all those stories, man, especially from the haunted history. The one lady stayed at the place that I guess Doc Holliday used to frequent. One of the rooms he used to stay in. And she said she slept there overnight and she got clawed at and the blankets were pulled down on her. Her poodle was going crazy. You know the story I'm talking about?
I think that's, was it the Aztec house?
I think it was, yes.
Yeah.
And then you got that one house out there with those old couple. They bought the house and they see the lover, I guess, that had killed his girlfriend. He came back from the war or whatever, from getting a job, and she was with another man. He killed her, and now he haunts the house. Have you ever been in that place?
That's the Buford house. We actually did an investigation in there just a few months ago, and we went over that stuff. We got some interesting hits. It sounds like mimicking, so you catch somebody going to say something, and it says right before that person. And then also, we got there was a cat. And this cat was a little too friendly. It kept on purring like crazy. And we're doing EVPs in this one room, and one of my guys, his name is Pat, and he goes, it's that cat again. And right when he says that, we get a really good EVP that sounds like it says, good kitty, really fast, right afterwards.
Wow.
Now, the other thing about the Buford house is that it's not only, and now what you're talking about is the love affair between George and Petra, which is actually in my book, too. And that ground, one of my other investigators says he's found that ground that house sits on was an actual graveyard dedicated to the Chinese. And they were going to move the bodies, and they only moved most of them back to China, and some of them still remained. So while I was in there, they showed me a jawbone that they found in their yard that one day.
Wow.
Oh, my.
That gives a whole new meaning to digging in the garden. You know what I mean?
You never know what you're going to find.
Yeah. I can't believe that story, though, that with that guy. Are those couples still own that place?
No, actually, it's a different lady that owns it. Her name is Sandy. She's a pretty nice lady, but she has a lot of stories under her belt. That's for sure. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So if we come down there to Tombstone, we're going to get to, like, hang out with you and go on your ghost tour?
well, you know what? You want to come down? We'll do that. I don't have a problem with that. And if you want to set something up, if you guys have any kind of filming possibililities down here, maybe we can work something out.
There you go, Josh. There you go. I know I want to make a movie with you. I just can't tell the people the title of it just yet. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good one.
Do you want me to hit the comment button on Sean for that one?
No, Josh, but
people can check out your tours by going to the website spiritsoftombstone.com and clicking on Ghost Tour and seeing your website for that. And, of course, we were talking about the book. Where's the link on your website for the book, Josh?
You see, right in the middle, you'll see the book cover. It says Tombstone's Most Haunted.
There it is.
Just click right on that. Yeah.
Okay, and you can go to that.
I tell you what, though, Josh. Before we go tonight, could you walk out on your front porch and scream out, "The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show rocks" for all our listeners and stuff, just out there in Tombstone?
For
let
all
us
those
hear
big
you.
Listeners, do we have in Tombstone? Yeah.
Okay.
They'd love it.
You gonna give me $10?
Yeah, we'll send it to you, man. Checks in the mail, baby.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to hear it. Maybe we'll get an EVP online here, guys.
Yeah, Josh, I'll hold it out and see what you get.
See, Josh is going to go out right now, guys, out there in Tombstone, and he's going to scream this, and listen up. Let's see if we get any kind of EVP once he's outside. Tell us, Josh, when you're outside.
I can see my wife shaking her head.
She's worried about the fine you're going to get from the town.
No, she's going to wonder what the neighbors are going to say after the fact. All right. We're outside.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on, Josh. Hold on. Should we say the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show rocks, or should we actually ask a question?
No, go with it, Sean. Go with it, because it's 1 minute before 10. He can do it and get away with the noise ordinance.
Okay, let's do it then.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. The Ghost Hunter and Demon Man Show rocks!
You messed up the name, but it don't matter, baby.
I did mess up the name. That's a drink.
That's a drink, guys.
And I'm
drink
taking
up,
it right now.
Does that count as two?
Ah, there we go.
It does. That counts as two, Josh. Did you hear that, guys? I didn't hear nothing.
I don't know, but a dog heard it.
I did hear a dog barking. See, we're known on the streets of Tombstone now, Demon Hunter.
We're known. Now, Josh, before we have to go, I do want to ask one question. It has nothing to do with ghost hunting. Has everything to do with Tombstone, and a little bit to do with the Tombstone movie that I love so much. The book at the very end that Wyatt Earp gives Doc Holliday that says, "My friend Doc Holliday."
Mm-hmm.
Is that book available anywhere?
Actually, the book ain't real. They made it up for the movie. But somebody wrote the book as kind of like a marketing tool so they can make some money off of it and present it as if it was real. So, yeah, you can find it.
Well, now that I know it's not real, it's not quite as... Now my heart's broken.
But, I want to come down and spend the night, Josh. Can I spend the night with you? I'll come down there. I'll bring my...
Careful when he says that, Josh. I've heard him ask people that before.
And I have a baby on the way, too. That's kind of scary.
See, I do, too. I could bring the screaming baby. We could leave it with the ladies and go out. I'm sure we'll get hollered at, but we could go out and tour the city, you know, the town.
Well,
I don't think that.
Josh, I'm going to get you off the hook here and have to wrap up for the night, but I want to remind everybody that Josh Hawley of Tombstone Ghost Hunters, you can check him out at spiritsoftombstone.com. That's www.spiritsoftombstone.com. Check out his book, Tombstone's Most Haunted, and check out his website for more information about Tombstone Ghost Tours and other information. Josh, thank you so much. We had such a blast last time. We had to have you back, and we're going to have you back again someday because it's just very cool talking to you.
As long as you don't tell me it's in the next couple of weeks.
No. We're giving you and Sean time off for an upcoming baby. So
And Josh, good luck. You and Missy, all the best. We love you guys, and all the best with the baby.
Thank you.
And Josh, just stick around 1 minute while we wrap up. And Sean, you and I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining us tonight for the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show.
Absolutely, guys. This is one of the last shows for the month of July coming up. Hopefully, you'll see us on TV here real soon. And, of course, that was Josh Hawley. Josh, thank you so much. That guy rocks. And so does Missy. She's awesome. Best wishes to them and the baby. And be sure to check out our website at www.ghostanddemon.com and log into our forums because, hey, we want to hear from you.
And join us next week when we will have another great Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show ready for you. The last of this particular season before we go and film and then come back to you. Remember to check us out at planetparanormal.com to catch up on the latest archives. And you can always find us at Podomatic, Podcast Alley, iTunes, Mediafly, Podbean, Blueberry, Podcast Pickle, the Podfeed community, the ParaX Radio Network, and the Black Vault Radio Network. And
Yay!
And don't forget, folks, wrapping up this season, check us out and be sure to go to Planet Paranormal.
That's right, guys. Hey, leaving you from the haunted streets of Tombstone. Don't go change it, Ghost Hunters. You know we won't. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
The comments of Sean Burrs do not represent those of Ghost Man and Demon Hunter or their affiliates.
I figured we needed that for at least one time tonight.
Good night to the bad guy.
Well, I don't like work where I work. I'm wasting my precious time. I'm working day in and sleeping day out, and I'm losing my worried mind. I'm running my poor ass ragged, and I'm living from day to day. The boss man telling me what to do just makes me want to say to those heathens and hooligans, you won't get the hell out of here. Bother someone else for a while now, brother, I can use a beer. I don't need I don't need this, I wanna make this perfectly clear. Listen up, heathens and hooligans, you wanna get the hell out of here.
Yeah.